if there is any particle of disunity, even though it might not be anything horrible, like hatred or anything, but if there's any particle of disunity, this is going to fail. We will not be able to pray with each other. I think that many of us, if not all of us, have probably experienced some of that from time to time throughout our lives, where as much as you would like to, it's very difficult, maybe impossible, to pray with people that there's just something. There's not maybe there's just something between people. Spirit, I think, is grieved when that happens. And of course, even practically, you can't pray with freedom. You really can't. So it was really important that anything that even starts to head towards disunity is cut off at the pass. We do not want to allow the devil, yes, and he is a real personality, we don't want him to create division. It was funny because Rick and I were having breakfast this morning. We were talking about this, and he mentioned that a former church that he was at or something, it was it was on Division Street, which is crazy. I would want to move right away, but yes, we don't want to be on Division Street. We want to be on Harmony Lane, right? Which is another church that he was mentioning. But we have to fight for it. We're going to have to really fight for this. Because I believe that the devil hates what we're doing and what we're trying to do. I believe that the devil hates any attempt for God's people to get together to pray. Many of you have tried, are trying, still trying. And the devil is going to discourage us like crazy to stop it. Doesn't matter if he discourages us to death or if he creates disunity or whatever. He's going to stop it. I believe more than ever that this is the most important thing to be done. I mentioned in my email that if you had $1 million, what would you do? Now, this was a sort of a hypothetical thing that I put out there, but I'll tell you what. It's becoming a very real thing for me, not because I have $1 million, but because, and I'll be really vague for obvious reasons, but this afternoon we're going to have a conversation with an individual and with a group of individuals. There's a group of individuals all gathering together via Zoom, and it's going to be a conversation about the kingdom and what can be done for the kingdom in this day. And the person that is calling for this meeting is somebody of means, to put it lightly. And as I was thinking about that this morning, I was thinking, okay, so if we had $1 million in the bank to be used for the kingdom, what would we do with that money? What would we do with it? And I mentioned some things in the email, which were all good things. But I really came to this strong conclusion that there is nothing more important than what we're doing here, actually. What should be done, not because you have $1 million, but what should be done with or without any kind of resource like that, is that there should be a call that goes out for God's people to gather together to pray. What if you had $500 million? What if you had $1 billion? I mean, what are you going to do with that money? Build things? Support people? Okay, that all is fine. Money runs out. It only goes so far. And it doesn't mean that you're actually seeing a spiritual fruit from it anyway. I think we can fall into the trap of, it's like we're praying for those situations where the resources will be brought to us, as if that's the end. That is not the end at all. The end is what happens all after that, which is obviously the glory of God. But the glory of God in the salvation of souls, in the revival of His church, in the gathering of God's people to pray, and none of those things can be done with money. And so, yes, there may be times in all of our lives where we have opportunity to speak with people that may have means, and you begin to wonder, well, what can we do with money? Well, I would put to you that there is nothing greater that can be done than to gather God's people together to pray. That talk that I gave at the conference last week, I believe that with all of my heart. When the kings faced all their impossible challenges, I mean impossible challenges, we're talking about this morning with Rick. The only thing that's recorded in Scripture is that they gathered the people together to pray. Now, did they do other things? Absolutely, I'm sure they did. They may have done other things. But the only thing that was worth recording was that they gathered the people together to pray. That's the only thing that the Holy Spirit deemed important enough for us to know. Because those other things, though they are important, I'm not saying that they're not important, but it's incidental. It's completely secondary, meaning that it could have been done any which way. The most important thing is that God's people gather together to pray, to call on the Lord with desperation and with real earnestness, with a full sense that all of our dependence is on God and not on, you know, Mr. Moneybags. And all of our dependence is on God. What I mentioned here at the beginning is so important to me. This business of united prayer is so important that anything that threatens the unity of us, and I hope we know each other well enough now. I know there's probably some new people, but I hope we know each other well enough where we will be fighting for this. If there is any daylight that starts showing between us as individuals, we're going to have to be very aggressive about dealing with that as God gives us the ability. So we can't let the devil destroy a gathering of God's people to pray, whether it's this or our local church. We cannot allow him to do that, because this is the most important thing. There is nothing else that I can think of that is more important than this. Other things are important, and we will get to those other things. Printing Bibles, supporting missionaries, planting churches, sending out the gospel over the airwaves. That's all important, and it needs to happen. But is that going to be more important than gathering together with God's people to pray? I doubt it. I don't think so. Above all things, it says there in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, above all things. That's a pretty strong statement. Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Above everything else, have fervent charity among yourselves. I hope we can have that. That's not something that can be forced, enforced, coerced, legislated. God gives that to us. As we grow closer to Him, we grow closer to one another. So, just wanted to share that today. I believe in what we're doing. I believe in what we're doing. There's nothing greater that can be done than gathering God's every attempt. And if you have a church where you're trying, or where you have a prayer meeting, then you need to fight for that. This is very it's important. It's not an add-on. It's not just a nice to have. It's very important.